Haphazard Adventures is filmed in front of no one, because it is a podcast.
Do we have to retake our pictures too? Did it not save to the battery?
The pictures were on my phone, not on the recorder.
I know. That was the joke. God, I have the dry humor now. Now you're like, I don't know what it means.
I've rubbed off on really well. Welcome back to Haphazard Adventures with...
No, that's not what we were supposed to say. We were supposed to say, who are you? What are we doing? Because we've already done this twice.
Who's up for round two?
Woo! All right. I'll stop interrupting you.
Yeah, you're fine. This is Haphazard Adventure with John and Kaylee.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm John, apparently.
Well, you said I had to only say my name.
That was last time. They don't know that. What are we doing?
We're doing the 2020 Advent calendar.
The beer Advent calendar.
The beer. We did it last year.
A lot of fun.
Except for John made us do it at like noon. And like at 12:30, I was like, I can't work. I'm so tired. It was like three sips of the beer. Well, but now we've been doing a lot more drinking since we've been at home. So we have more tolerance.
2020!
Yes, 2020!
2020 is the best year.
I know. And 2020 had like such a cool like 2020, like for weddings and parties and like grand things. And then 2020 was like, thwarting your master plans, fuck this year. Ready for 2020 to be over.
So then maybe hindsight was 2020.
Right, right.
It was shit.
It was shit.
You know, we had planned to do more of these over the year. We talked about doing a wine one. We started doing a wine one. We recorded lots of stuff for a wine one, but then somebody got excited and drank all the wine.
No, somebody didn't buy me other wine, so that was what I was left with.
You're a big girl. You can buy your own wine.
Not right now.
I'm not leaving the house.
So... we actually do have one. I've had a couple of them. Again, we bought a box, didn't do it. Bought another box, didn't do it.
We bought a box. We did half of the box. I have the recordings. I never released them. I'll put them out after New Year.
Well, then we have another box, so we could do half of the other box, because we still have that left.
Yeah. So we'll finish that out. That'll come out next in 2021.
And Costco, we get these from Costco, not affiliated with us, and does not
hashtag not sponsored.
Right? And... apparently Costco has a wine one that somebody said was super hard to find and they only like put out a little bit, but I was really excited and I couldn't find it.
Well, like I had in the cart 2 months ago, a couple of the whiskey ones.
Yes.
To do those.
We were so excited and I was like, buy it. And you were like, okay.
And then didn't buy it. And so we only have beer.
So we have beer again, which neither of us are big beer drinkers. You like Skykraken and that's about it.
Yeah, pretty much. But I mean, it was fun last year. It'd be fun this year.
It is fun. Once in a while, we got some good ones. It's just so filling. So many bubbles.
Right.
So many bubbles.
But we had our day one here. I actually, instead of last year where we drinking a bunch of warm beer. Actually, we put it in the garage, so it got cold. But yeah. I actually cracked open number one last night and put it in the fridge and then put it back in.
You were supposed to tell him that.
I didn't look at it. Yes, I did.
I know, did you? All right,
so here's one. Wait, you got to hear it open. The ambiance.
This is not RSM.
Wait, ASMR. No, let's gosh, watch.
Oh my god. You're such a juvenile. It's so cold.
What is it?
Oh my god, it's so cold. Never do this again. I like warm beer.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I hate cold things. Oh my gosh. It's a Flotzinger. Hell. Oh, it's a dark one. We know this because hell is dark.
I thought hells were light. I thought hells were light ones. I thought lagers were dark ones.
Never mind. We have no idea what we're doing.
Oh, no. You think we'll learn something in a year after a year.
Aus Rosenhain. And it's a Braut Tradition Sit 1543. Wow. It's old.
You want to read the thing on it?
Yes. The Flotzinger Brewery is a small brewery that celebrated its 475th year of foundation in 2018, not 2020, because again, fuck this year.
That'd be 477 this year.
Yep. As the oldest and only private brewery in the Rosenheim area, it faces the challenges of the future with its motto, true to goodness, Flotzinger Brau, dem guten Tau Flotzinger Brau.
Dem guten Trau Flotzinger Brau. It rhymes.
Yes. The Flotzinger beer is known thanks to its Oktoberfest. Besides Munich, the Oktoberfest in Rosenheim is one of the most popular beer festivals in Bavaria.
Bavaria, yeah.
Good yeah, oh, thank you.
5 stars.
I can read. The world meets...
I can't.
The world meets in Munich. The locals meet in Rosenheim.
So if we go to Oktoberfest, we go to Rosenheim.
Nice. The Flotzinger Brewery sells its beers exclusively to select beverages stores. In 2020, a Brews for the Brews advent calendar was brewed for the first time. Oh, so this is the first.
Say that 2 times fast. Right. Brew for the Brews, the Brews, the Brew, Brews.
Right. We are curious how you like this start and are looking forward to your feedback.
We're reading this from the beer app that we do the same every year. So now we're going to crack it open and see what it smells and tastes like.
I have to do it nice and slow.
It's ambience. That's us making noises. What's it smell like?
I'm trying to see if it's a light or a dark.
It's a light.
It is a light.
Yeah. Hell's your light.
You're a hell.
Oh, hell.
Nope. Smells like a...
Smells like a beer.
Yep. It's like Hefeweizen.
Yeah, yeah. What's your first taste? And she's chugging and she's chugging. It's in a yellow and red can.
You're so fucking funny. It's good.
No, it's good.
We like the lights.
It's good.
We've had a couple good darks, but we like the lights.
No, I like the hells. Not hell. I like it. No, it's good. It's actually not very filling. It doesn't have a big back fill to it.
No, it doesn't. It's good.
So, do you remember our voting scale from last year?
Yes.
Okay, let's go through it. Starting at 0.
Oh, God.
Every time.
Is, even if I'm drunk, I will not drink this piece of shit.
1 is, I'm drunk, might as well.
2 is, I'm drunk and somebody else brought it.
3 is, somebody else brought it and I'm not drunk, so I'll drink it.
4 is, I will drink it if you brought it, and I might buy it, but it's not my first choice.
And 5 is, fuck yeah, I'll buy it!
Yes.
So where do you rate this one at? On the I'm drunk, not gonna drink it to the fuck yeah scale.
I like it. It's a fuck yeah for me.
It's a fuck yeah. You'd buy this?
Yeah.
Huh. I think it's about a 4.5. It's almost there to me, but I also compare everything to Sky Kraken, and I love Sky Kraken. It's a weak sauce.
It's like stuck in my throat.
No, it's good. It's a good start. I think it's because it's cold, too.
It was a great start. I hate it cold. It's too cold. It hurts my throat and my teethers.
But it's better cold. Beer's meant to be cold.
Who made up that silly rule?
The beer brewery maker? Brewers? So, that was fun.
It was fun.
Look forward to tomorrow.
I am.
25 days of beer.
There
that was better. Is it 25 or 24?
It's 24. I already told my boss about it, that we'll be trying all this beer.
Yeah. So we might be toasty.
Nice. And I know I'm very Irish, so I just turn very red all the time.
And we're already kind of red now, so.
Yeah.
I mean, you're wearing a maroon jacket, which kind of insinuates the red in your face.
Well, I've been trying this new lotion to get rid of some of the red, but then I also have to, like, wash my face, like, 10 times a day, so.
Yeah. So, well, it's a good start to the beer calendar, I think.
I think so, too. I'm going to finish it. I mean, there's ones that were like, fuck, no, I'm not finishing it.
The ones we poured out, for sure, last year.
We're not pouring it out.
That's for sure. So, before we go.
Before we go.
What are you going to do now?
Paint? Cook?
Yeah. Paint.
Okay. I'm like, so, I'm going to eat because I haven't ate today. I had lots of chocolate crepes. I'm pretty sure I ate the whole thing by myself.
Those who don't know, because even though you and I have recorded episodes of us looking for a house, us getting the house, us moving into the house, and us doing stuff with the house, I have not released any of those.
Nice.
So they'll come out after all this. So at the recording of these episodes, we're in our new house, and we're currently remodeling some stuff and painting and putting out a ship lab. So
because nobody listens, though.
People do listen, though.
No, nobody listens.
They do.
Okay.
Your mom doesn't listen.
I don't listen. I was here for it.
You know, you weren't here for it. Listen to nothing. No.
So we're excited about the house. Yeah. We
you'll find out all about the house next month.
Yes, but a little sneak preview is we bought a 30-year-old English tutor style, and not the studying type.
Tutor with a D, not a T.
All right.
Somebody found that out. Nothing comes up for English tutor. All the one who is teach me stuff.
I already know English, damn it. Barely.
Apparently you don't because you can't spell tutor. Sorry.
It was fucking hilarious though. Anyways, but.
No, the hilarious part was the light bulb going, oh yeah.
So the outside is just like, oh. oh, it's so beautiful. Everybody always is like, oh my God, this is your house. And then the inside is kind of like, oh, this is kind of a lackluster.
We're going to make it down. We're going to make it amazing.
Yeah, we've been making it amazing. We've been doing a lot of painting because fresh paint really does make a big difference. We've been adding some furniture and starting to style, you know, each of the rooms. So it's been fun. We need more money.
So advertisers can advertise with us and give us money so we can buy shit for our house.
I think our house is unique enough that we could apply for one of those, like, remodel our house.
Oh, maybe. It is pretty unique. I mean, the appraiser couldn't do anything because they couldn't.
We can't get an appraisal at all because there's no comps.
Which is pretty cool.
That is pretty fucking cool.
Cool. So let's go drink some more beer and go paint. And you paint and I'll do some shiplapping.
And some dinner.
Oh, and dinner first, I guess.
Yay!
And anybody out there who does shiplapping, it's very easy until you have angles and corners to cut around, then it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, shiplapping, it's like 5 seconds. The video, they had like a whole room done in like 30 minutes.
It's all just flat walls. It's easy, but I had to do fucking, someone's making me do fucking stairway where it's by the stairs.
You could just go do our room and then finish that after you got a little bit more practice because our room will take like 5 seconds.
Probably, because it's all one flat wall.
Yep.
All right, say bye, Kaylee.
Bye, Kaylee.
Oh, you're the best.
I love you.
Love you too.
Hey everyone, don't forget to check out Y2CL on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Y2CL.net. You can catch this podcast on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, or any other service that takes an RSS feed. If you want to support what we do, you can become a Patreon on patreon.com/y2cl. Give some cash and get some cool shit.